with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Paul, that was so nice.
I have to be nice to you because, as usual, I'm running late and I don't want to cut into what is going to be a very interesting conversation with a very controversial topic. But yeah, I'm really good at flattery and buttering you up. I work.
Tell me about it. Oh, wonderful. Yes, fantastic, interesting, fascinating.
Okay,
could you put that on tape and so I could play it to my children?
Definitely, definitely. We'll film a little bit of audio visual and we'll send a clip. You can add it to your showreel or whatever it is. But let me not take up too much time. You've got something very interesting for us today. You've got the topic of wonderful parents have crummy kids. And we're going to offend at least one generation of listeners. So what's the deal with that?
Well, you know, parents really get a terrible rap, Paul. And we know this week's Parsha's Toldos, I struggled with this my whole life. You know, I struggled with Rivka's behavior, Rivka's helping, Yaakov, quote, delude his father. It was really very, but I mean, I'm of the understanding that if there's something that I don't understand in Torah, it doesn't make the Torah wrong. It means that I have more work to do. And I just got to thinking about it because so many times parents are so hard on themselves. You know, they try to do everything right. They get the kids skating lessons. They get them braces. They get them everything. And then you have these children who are just awash with such a lack of gratitude. And not only do parents berate themselves, but society, as long as it's not them, they point their fingers and they say, well, of course he's a criminal. You know, of course he's like that. Look at the family. Look what they did. He had free. And you know what? The Torah is much, much kinder than we are. You know, the Torah knows that there's always going to be a Yaakov and an Esav. They know that parents, you can raise 5 kids in the same house, the same dentists, the same yeshivas, the same shoe stores. And there are going to be kids who have strengths in one area and lacks in the other. And I just think that the Torah can handle children disappointing. And it doesn't absolve parents from doing their best and hoping for the best and praying for the best. But it's time for parents to not step away from the task, not to do their hishtadlus, their invested attempts to make the world better, but to do the best and leave the rest up to heaven. And I was just recently, I know a family, they're having a terrible crisis with a child, with a son, and it's just a terrible, terrible crisis. And it was very funny. They went to rabbis and psychiatrists and psychologists, and at the end of the day, everybody agreed. When you pour kindness, what is your child, whether your child meets your expectations or not, what is your child going to take away from your home? And I realize that this goes for everyone. Your child can take away anger, can take away bitterness, can take away recrimination, or it can be a house of kindness, a house of laughter, a house where the spirit is generous. And whatever your kid does, disappoints you in marriage partner, in non-marriage partner, in choices that they make that you wish that they would not have made, but it was theirs to make. What they take away, and you may not be alive to see it, is what they will pass on. And that's left to us. All the lectures at the Shabbos table, all the lectures, sit down, I want to talk to you, I'm so PO'd, ba 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 ba. All they remember is the tone. But when we stop lecturing and start hugging, when we stop lecturing and start laughing, they know what we're thinking about, Paul. They know. They've lived with us long enough. They know our values. They know our principles. You know, and I wanted to want to, you there, make a breath. Make a noise, Paul.
Oh, no, I'm spellbound, like right. All of the
a
other listeners.
Yeah.
I have, you know, it's a difficult parsha. That's all I wanted to interject.
It's a
one,
terrible parsha. Very difficult.
I struggle.
But you know, it's very interesting. You struggle, but I think that's the whole point. You know, the Torah doesn't answer the question, doesn't tell us, doesn't explain how Esav can come out of the house of Yitzchak. It just says he does. But that's the point, Paul. We're not supposed to figure it out. We're just supposed to stay connected. And I had this thought. My grandchildren, I have grandchildren, they're crazy about me. I can do nothing with them. I could sit and eat a pizza crust. I could sit and help them clean out a silverware drawer. And so I thought to myself, a lot of times children really like their grandparents more than they like their parents. I know it's a generalization, but I think a lot of people are listening and nodding their heads. They say, oh, my grandmother's so cool. My parents are so uptight, such fuddy. I don't know what the language they use today, fuddy-duddies, whatever. My parents don't get it, but my grandfather does. No. When your grandfather and your grandmother were only parents, they didn't get it. But now that they're older, they know that all those recriminations, all those lectures, all that posturing, in the end, the only thing that's really left is to be less uptight and just be present. And if that's the story that we get out of the Parsha, and it's very funny, this segment is called From My Jerusalem Window, so I always say I have to do an Israel thing. Israel is not exempt. A lot of people, real Zionists, they tend to idealize what's going on in this country. But a lot of the times, the things that are ugly around the world, abdication of responsibility, affects Israel big time. Children run the roost. Children see the vulnerabilities of parents. We're under siege from enemy neighbors. You know what? If there's a little more laughter, a little more generosity of spirit, and people living by their principles, demonstrating it, but not the lectures. That's what the Parsha really has to teach us this week. I think.
Well, it's a lovely idea, Andrea. Do your best, but don't blame yourself if your kids turn out rotten. Did I get it right? No, I'm kidding. But
yeah. You know what? You're going to have crummy kids. You know, I remember thinking once that, you know, if God forbid, you had a child that was in prison because of a heinous crime, so many would walk around saying, not my child, it's his side of the family, okay? I think that what the Torah is really telling us is, keep smiling. You have other children. You have other grandchildren. And relocate. Buy a house closer to the prison.
Make the best of the situation. Well, jokes aside, Andrea, what a lovely take on the Parsha. Thank you. That is just the uplifting momentum that we need to get us over the hump of this week and into Shabbos. I'm not going to be here next week, but I look forward to listening to you again, and have a wonderful Shabbos.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor. Thank you so much. Shabbat shalom. And everybody, wear your masks.